Thank you and good morning. The State Department of Emergency Services released a list of the mutual aid that has responded to fast-moving wildfires that have scorched areas in Lake, Napa, and other counties in the past 6 days. Hundreds of engine companies, firefighters, and assorted equipment have come to assist from across the state, including 5 engine companies and 16 personnel from Humboldt County. And it's not just mutual aid from fire departments. Law enforcement has moved in to assist as well to help to protect against looters. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies have been assigned to assist with law enforcement efforts, and on Tuesday, deputies arrested 2 men from Cobb in Lake County who were sitting in a car in an area near Cobb that had been declared off limits to the public after residents had been ordered to evacuate. When deputies attempted to contact the men, along with 2 juveniles, the driver of a car, 23-year-old James Dotson, fled the scene instead. The pursuit ended on a dead-end road, and Dotson and the other adult, 27-year-old Richard Tillman, were arrested, Dotson for felony evasion and Tillman for outstanding warrants. Humboldt Bay fire crews responded to a structure fire located at a Henderson Street residence in Eureka on Tuesday afternoon. The occupants of the residence arrived home to find smoke coming from the eaves of the house. A battalion unit was first to arrive on scene and found the source of the smoke and fire was in the living room area. Wiring from a faulty electrical box was the cause of the blaze, and fire crews opened the ceiling for ventilation and removed all burned materials from the house. The fire was contained but caused about $20,000 worth of damage. No injuries were reported. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for 42-year-old Hay Fork resident Kelly Pruitt, who hasn't been seen by friends since Saturday, September 12th in Hay Fork. Pruitt left her residence in the early morning hours and traveled to Weaverville. The sheriff's office believes she made it safely to Weaverville and then returned to Hay Fork, but her whereabouts are unknown. Pruitt is a white female adult with blonde hair who drives a silver Chevy Blazer. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. For the third time in the past 2 weeks, Eureka police officers were dispatched to respond to a report of a stabbing. The latest incident occurred in a Greenbelt area near 6th and T Streets on Tuesday night. When officers arrived on scene, they found the victim. He had suffered multiple stab wounds, wounds that would require surgery. The victim was uncooperative, however, and told officers he knew the identity of the suspect who had stabbed him, but refused to reveal that identity to police. The suspect was last seen fleeing the area on foot. Police were unable to locate the man after searching the area. The victim said that he and the suspect got into an argument at a campsite in the Greenbelt area that led to the stabbing. A note for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians in Eureka. The City Public Works Department will close down 8th Street between Willow and Manzanita on Saturday from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 in the afternoon to pave the roadway. Street closures and traffic detours will be in effect on one of the city's main corridors, and the work will be performed, weather permitting. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last Friday was the final day of the state legislature's special session, and lawmakers passed 3 bills aimed at regulating the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. The county has been working on its own medical marijuana ordinance, and Supervisor Estelle Fennell said on Talk Shop yesterday that it's about time the state brought some clarity to the issue and also allowed counties to have a say in the matter.
What it says is that if you're going to have a license to cultivate, you've got to get one from both the local jurisdiction and the state. And it's going into effect as of January 1st at the state level. We get a couple of months up until March 1st before we need to have something in place, which is why let's get this all taken care of so that we're in place by March 1st and people can get their local licenses.
2 of the bills that passed last week were authored by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood and State Senator Mike McGuire. Fennell said that those regulations, combined with local ordinances, will become the governing framework for medical cannabis.
But what we said is we would allow for 15 dispensaries, 5 per region, north, central, and south. Lots of regulations with regard to their proximity to schools, churches, etc., etc.
Local officials, including Sheriff Mike Downey, have pointed out for years that the 215 law was muddled and hard to enforce, much less interpret. New laws will clear things up when it comes to medical marijuana. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.